Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. The title of the story is The Mouse and the Weasel. A little hungry mouse found his way one day into a basket of corn. He had to squeeze himself a good deal to get through the narrow opening between the strips of the basket, but the corn was tempting and the mouse was determined to get in. When at last he had succeeded, he gorged himself to bursting. Indeed, he had become about three times as big around the middle as he was when he went in. At last, he felt satisfied and dragged himself to the opening to get out again. But the best he could do was to get his head out. So there he sat, groaning and moaning, both from the discomfort inside him and his anxiety to escape from the basket. Just then, a weasel came by. He understood the situation quickly. "My friend," he said, "I know what you've been doing. You've been stuffing. That's what you get. You will have to stay there till you feel just like you did when you went in. Good night and good enough for you." And that was all the sympathy the poor mouse got. Greediness leads to misfortune.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, this is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Lantern. I am Bita, and in today's episode, we're going to go through a new history, a new day, a new life, a new perspective. Greed is the topic of today's episode. Greed is like a plant which is planted in everybody's soul, but sometimes it may be poisonous. Let's start this episode with some beautiful lines of a poem. When we were born with no possession, the love received was our concession. No worries, no fears, no troubles, no fuss. In mother's arms we put our trust. But as we grew, we looked and craved, and all too soon became enslaved. The more we saw, the more we wanted. Our quest for more became undaunted. Our thirst for more couldn't be quenched. The more we grasped, the tighter we clenched. We scampered and gathered to hoard. Possessions became our master and lord. And when we're old with our treasures all heaped, a sad example of what greed has ripped, our fists still clench in a grasping motion, till at our death, when our hands are opened. So, as you see, that was a beautiful poem about greed, that when we are born, actually, we understand nothing from the world around us, which we are surrounded by money, possession, and so on. But when we grow older, there is a poisonous plant in our soul which grows older too. And it may poison everyday life of ourselves, because we need more money, I don't know, prosperity, whatever. But as you know, when you look at a kid, for example, I saw a kid who was tearing apart a piece of money, and I was like, "Oh, come on, what are you doing? Do you know how precious is that piece of paper?" And she told me that was a piece of paper, nothing more, nothing less. And I just understood that, come on, it may be true that we cannot understand and define the value of our life correctly, unfortunately. But before going through the history of greed among human beings, let's define this word. What does that mean? Greed is an uncontrolled longing for increase in the acquisition or use of material gain, be it food, money, land, possession, whatever, and also some social values such as status, power, and so on, which personally I think the second part is more destructive. You know, greed has been identified as undesirable throughout known human history because it creates behavior conflict between personal and social goals. And I think this is the key point. You know, when there is a conflict between personal and social goals, you have to choose. And when it comes to choosing one thing, you may refer to greed. You may refer to wisdom. But, you know, it depends on the situation because you are a human being and human is to err.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
And, you know, there may be some solutions to control this greed in our souls. I don't know, thinking of afterlife is one of the best ways for me, myself, which, you know, I always find myself thinking like, okay, after death, where all these prosperities, money and so on will become. And this is the problem. This is the issue that you have to understand that this is not all. This world is not all. There is something like afterlife and you have to face it. And you cannot actually take all the money you are gaining here with you in the afterlife. The only thing that remains is whatever you did here. No matter it is a good thing or a bad one, all of them will be considered as, I don't know, a burden or something that will save you in the afterlife. So this way of thinking may help you control your greed, but this is not all in my opinion. Because greed is, you know, a strong selfish desire of having more and more of something, especially power, money, and food. You know, it is so damaging that it can destroy everything in a man's life and take away his power to succeed. And let's wrap all the things we told up to here with a beautiful poem. The story of a little sparrow and the opening of everybody's life. Who will love a little sparrow who traveled far and cries for rest? Not I, said the oak tree. I won't share my branches with no sparrow's nest, and my blanket of leaves won't warm her cold breast. Who will love a little sparrow, and who will speak a kindly word? Not I, said the swan. The entire idea is utterly absurd. I'd be laughed at and scorned if the other swans heard. And who will take pity in his heart, and who will feed a starving sparrow? Not I, said the golden wheat. I would if I could, but I cannot. I know I need all my grain to prosper and grow. Who will love a little sparrow? Will no one write her eulogy? I will, said the earth. For all of created returns unto me, from dust were you made, and dust ye shall be. Thank you for listening to us. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Farewell.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.